Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and we're in the Psalms. We've got Psalm chapter 62, probably lost to most people in the last hour because I start talking about the Mark of the Beast issue. And, most people are, it seems, tangled up in the system. And I know there is a growing number of people that are separating themselves from that world Mark of the Beast monetary system. So it's a good thing to see that it's growing, and all these people in the so-called liberty movement unwilling to get rid of their slave number. Well, they're all pretenders as far as I'm concerned. They may feel pretty good about listening to Rush Jones and Alex Limbaugh and those kind of people on the radio every day and getting angry about unknown people that are bringing about a non-existent New World Order. Of course, the only one, the one that they imagine, not the one that is, while they maintain the status quo and keep their slave number and continue to participate in the very system that enslaves them with their numbering system. Because you know what? You have an identity number that belongs to someone else, then you belong to whoever identifies you. I have a, when you have a horse, you get to name the horse because you own the horse. When you have children, God gives you those children, you get to name those children. And, if you have, you could, if you had, you know, 10 animals, you could name them 1 through 10, give them any numbers you want to identify them, because that's what it's all about. Identification. So whoever gets to identify a thing is the owner of the thing. And if you have an identifying number that identifies you with the world, well, then you are in the world and you are of the world because you have been created in the image of the world. And that's what it's all about. You just get into the law. A lot of people have about the socialist security system is an image created by men, and they recreate you in their image by giving you a number, and they change you from a living man into a fiction in their image that they create of you is a fiction. So they recreate you in their image, but most people believe that the image is them, and they are the image, and it becomes one and the same. Like most people will say things like, well, don't you have a social security number? Well, no, I don't. And actually, I used to believe I had one because I believed in the image. But now I know that I never did have one, that it was created by someone else who tried to apply a number to me, but it wasn't me and it wasn't mine. It was never mine. It never belonged to me. They just applied it. They used it to identify me. As long as I would identify with it. If when I stopped identifying with it, well, they can no longer identify me with it. It's all about identity. Who are you? Well, I'm number 123-45-6789. You know, put your number here in these little boxes. Well, I'd have to say, well, no number. I leave the boxes blank if anyone asks me to fill them out. And a lot of times they'll come back and they'll say, oh, you forgot to put your social security number down. And the truth is I don't have one. And they think that's impossible. Well, wasn't everyone born with a finger, an arm, and a leg? Then why don't you have a social security number? They find it unbelievable. And they'll say things like, well, how do you pay your taxes? How do you pay your taxes? And I say, well, like everybody else, you know, when I pull up to the gas pump, I pay taxes. When I go to the store to buy something, I pay taxes. I pay taxes at every turn. You know, I pay lawful taxes. I pay every tax I owe. That's right. And God forbid that I should try to get away without paying any taxes that I don't owe. And I think everyone should pay all of their taxes that they owe. And if you've agreed to extra taxes, well, then I think you should pay those too. You should keep all of your agreements, unless, of course, they break God's law. And then you need to get out of those agreements immediately. And when you're doing that, well, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, especially when you're dealing with a beast. You know, there's a reason that these governments are called beasts, because they can be wild and dangerous. And so when you're dealing with a beast, you definitely do need to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove, because you can't hurt an image, but the image has people that worship it, that are controlled by it, that will hurt you. That's right. So be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove means that you do no harm to anyone. You don't harm the people that work for the image. You don't harm your neighbor. You don't steal from anyone else. While you're being wise as a serpent, you have to make sure that you harm no one. And that's what the Messiah was saying when he said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So when you're getting out of those ungodly contracts that require you to break God's law continually, you need to be wise to make sure you don't get trampled by the iron while you're trying to wiggle your way into the clay where you can be molded by our Creator. We continue here in chapter 62. Trust not in oppression. Become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. And if the works that you're doing are for him, if you're putting off these things because you trust in him, because I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who hear things like this and they'll immediately go out. A lot of people have had this experience and they'll go out and they'll stop paying their agreed upon taxes while they keep their SS, their socialist security identifying number, identifying them as belonging to the authority that they've agreed to do business with. Because when you sign up for benefits, well, there's always a catch, isn't there? When you sign up for benefits, when you sign up for Social Security benefits, what you're saying to the Social Security Administration is I want the benefits you have to offer. And then they say to you, well, if you want our benefits, then you got to play by our rules and we get to manage your financial affairs. And you say, oh, okay. And you sign up. Now, most of you didn't know what you were doing when you signed up for benefits, because you weren't really signing up for benefits. They were tricking you into signing up for benefits by telling you that you needed the number to work. So you thought you were just signing up to get a number to work. But why would you have to sign up for a number to work? Couldn't they just issue you a number to work? Yeah, you wouldn't have to sign anything in that case. That's right. They could just say, here's your work number. Your work number is this. But since you're signing an agreement for benefits, and that agreement means they get to manage your financial affairs, of course, that's reasonable. I mean, if I'm going to take care of you in your old age, or if you get sick or fall down or die, I'm going to take care of your family, it's reasonable that I get to manage your financial affairs. Because where else am I going to get the money to manage your affairs? Except I get it from you. People need to understand what they're doing, what they've done, even if they didn't understand it when they did it. We can't keep the blinders on and go, oh, well, I didn't understand then, so now it doesn't matter because I'm already in it, or it isn't really that. Oh, it isn't really what you're saying it is. They want to believe it's some benign thing or they'll say, oh, it's the law. Everybody has to do it. Well, no, it's not. It's a free country, isn't it? I'm free to participate. And I'm free to withdraw my participation. And I have, on top of that, you have religious liberty. If you get converted, let's say to the faith of the Bible, and you find out the law of your God says that you can't participate in these things anymore, so you repent. And of course, so you repent, and I have that in my declaration. I have a declaration of repent. It says there that, Let's see. I further declare that I have repented of any and all past participation or entanglement with any numbering Mark of the Beast system. So I have religious liberty, First Amendment. I have religious liberty that allows me to repent and not have to do those things, which would, break the commandments of my God and risk the punishment of eternal damnation. Yes, can't do that. Don't want to go there. I have a religious liberty to not participate in anything that breaks God's law. So I will not trust in the oppression of others for the benefit of myself. I will not become vain in the robbery and say that it's nothing. It's okay. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Oh, yes, I've participated for years. Now my heart is set upon them. Okay. Also to thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Let your work be repentance, and let the heavenly Father render unto you according to the works of your repentance. Let it be. It is. That's the way it is. Psalm 63 and verse 1, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I see thy power and thy glory. So I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Will I bless thee. While I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. And that's one I do have on my list of praise choruses. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings I will rejoice. And there he is again. In the shadow of thy wings. What's he doing in the shadow of his wings? Is that the covert of his wings? Is that the hiding place he's talking about? And what's David hiding from? Why is he in the shadow of his wings? Well, perhaps he feels like iron. I mean, perhaps he feels like clay amongst the iron in a way. And because that's our position today. It's all around us. The oppressors are all around us, looking for an opportunity to oppress the righteous. I will hide in the shadow of his wings, because thou hast been my help. Psalm 63, verse 7. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. And I do rejoice when I'm traveling about and I see a policy enforcer busy or standing doing paperwork on the hood of his police cruiser. And I just rejoice. I rejoice that he's busy and that I'm hidden in the shadow of his wings. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. And you know, that's why David can rejoice in the shadow of his wings. Because his soul followeth hard after God. Does your soul follow hard after Yahuwah? Then you can rejoice. Then you can rejoice in the shadow of his wing, knowing that he hides you, knowing that his hand is upon you. Thy right hand upholdeth me. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go down into the lower parts of the earth. We know their end. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. And of course, this is David speaking of himself. For everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Psalm 64. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer, preserve my life from fear of the enemy. David, we talked about that. We feel the fear. Fear is real. Everybody is afraid. And it's not wrong to be afraid. Fear is a gift from God. Think of it. It is a gift from God. You know, there's that famous quote, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Nonsense. I don't fear fear. The scripture says, "Be not afraid of sudden fear." So we don't have to fear fear. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Well, I think what that really means is we have nothing to fear but to allow fear to rule over us. Preserve me, preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. Yes, hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. It reminds me of course, a case where we have a righteous man in prison who they brought accusations against to destroy his reputation, saying that he was a pedophile and that he was producing pornography in his church buildings. And they brought the big army and all of the policy enforcers from, you know, SWAT teams, and they brought the news in, you know, all of the media in to cover the event. And they raided it. And they searched every computer, and they searched every drawer and every piece of paper, and they tore up all the books, and they looked everywhere they could. But they could not find one thing. They could not find one piece of child pornography which the blind pastor was said to be producing. The blind 74-year-old pastor was said to be producing internet child pornography. Yes, that's blind people do that all the time, don't they? But they couldn't find nothing. So they let him go. Oh, no, wait a minute. They said, well, we got to come up with something else. So they searched and they searched and they couldn't find anything. So they said, hey, here's a law we can use. Let's use this law and perhaps we can build a case. We can pay some people off or threaten people to come against and witness against this guy and build a case. So they did. That's what they did to him. And he's still in prison today awaiting trial. You know, usually, you know, if you're accused of something and they come in and find no evidence, don't they have to let you go and leave you alone? They go, oh, wait a minute. You know, we're not done with this guy yet. We got to find something. And that's how we know. I mean, everyone should know that this is persecution. Plain as the nose on your face. But the world is dumb. And the media is stupid because they keep repeating the false accusations of the sullied, reputation of the man. And they repeat it over and over and over. He was accused. Who's been accused? He's accused of this, accused of that. And nothing was proved and he was exonerated, but still the man sits in prison. They shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him. The tongue. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. That's what they do. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. And oh, I pray, Heavenly Father, every one of these wicked people, we're just waiting for you to shoot at them. I have no pity or mercy on these people. They burn in hell forever. If they suffer 100, 1,000 times what they've dished out, it will not be enough. It will not be enough. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. And yes, Father, we would like to see some judgment in this case. Let it be. I've already seen one dead judge. Let them all fall dead as far as I'm concerned. Let them repent. But if repentance is not in them, let them all fall dead. Let all men fear. That's right. The righteous shall be glad in Yahuwah and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. We're moving on here to Psalm 65, and perhaps we'll pick up there when we get back from our break here. You're listening to Cross the Border. Would like to hear from you. My website is crosstheborder.org. Go over there, find that email link to email me and shoot me an email. While you're there, watch the short video. Take advantage of the Bible studies there and share the website with as many people as you can. I'll be right back.